Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message. What is the message of our Lord Jesus by Father Anthony Uche? Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, year A. First reading taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 7, verses 10 to 14. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 24. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's gospel, chapter 1, verses 18 to 24. The theme of our reflection is unasked, but God himself redeemed us. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. After we displayed disobedience, pride, and distrust in the Garden of Eden, which resulted in our condemnation, our Lord God prioritized the salvation of man and woman. Thus, without being asked, the Lord himself intervened to save us for the glory of his name. Yes, he decided to redeem us by himself, for the glory of his name. Hence, the prophet Isaiah says to King Ahaz of Judah in today's first reading, the Lord himself therefore will give you a sign. In other words, despite Ahaz's distrustful attitude and unholy alliance with enemies of peace, the Lord himself posited a sign of the maiden's conception and the birth of her son Emmanuel to prove his willingness to deal not only with the immediate threats posed by Assyria and Israel, but also to end the global reign of evil. Thus, my brother, my sister, the season of Advent calls to mind God's unending desire and promise to end man's age-long aggression against himself and God, and his willingness to bestow grace, asked or unasked for. And so, my brother, my sister, in Advent, we have been reflecting on and preparing to celebrate the fulfillment of God's unasked promise to man. Yes, my brother, my sister, God took the initiative to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy through the divine conception of the Virgin Mary and the birth of her son Jesus, our Savior and Emmanuel. In other words, having been betrothed to Joseph of the house of David, Mary conceived Jesus, God's Son, God's love, and God's peace by the power of God's Spirit. Yes, although Mary and Joseph were specifically chosen to be bearers of God's plan and good news, Jesus' divine conception was unclear to them. But after Mary's encounter with the angel Gabriel and Joseph's dream, in silence and total commitment to the will of God, they accepted God's plan to redeem man by himself for his glory. Thus, unlike King Ahaz, in today's first reading, Mary and Joseph freely concurred with God's plan, God's salvific plan. Hence, they welcomed and acknowledged God's saving power among men. Thus, St. Paul reminds us in today's second reading that our Lord Jesus is the God-man himself sent to redeem us for himself and to replant in us his faith, trust, and peace. Therefore, my brother, my sister, having failed to resolve or solve our problems, those worries within our communities, those worries within our families, our personal problems, issues, headaches, and troubles, having failed using man's ideas and ideologies, it is time to touch base with our Redeemer, who saved us by himself and intends to do it again and again if we allow him entry into the deepest part of our hearts. And so let us learn today to believe and trust in God's plan, because he has a plan for you, a plan to make us better, a plan for that society, a plan for that country. And the Lord is willing to fulfill that plan, bring it to bear upon us if we allow him. And the Lord will use you. And if the Lord has appointed you, has chosen you to be his hand of mercy, submit yourself today and let the will of God be done in your life and in the life of others. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. May he bless us, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has